to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots, to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Well, we welcome you back in to Farmington, beautiful Farmington Cardinal Arena. This is a conference opponent now for Mountain Home. They will be back here in February. They will welcome the Cardinals to the Hangar on January 21st. Should be a good game. The Farmington boys came up short against Forest City last night. That ended a 54-game home winning streak for the Cardinals. A very strange territory for them. Their boys and girls program, very, very good over the last decade. Very, like, as good as anyone has been in the state of Arkansas or even in the Midwest. As the ball's inbounded to Butler, possession will be with Shiloh Christian. The next jump ball will go to Mountain Home. Mountain Home in a zone. Same 5-4 Mountain Home. Podwaski, Gilbert, McLean, Corp, and Blaine Tate. A little 2-3 zone, actually. They try to bounce it down to the low block. McLean comes up with it. Comes up with the steal. Has it across the timeline now. A couple crossover dribbles. He's going to pick up his dribble at the left elbow. He'll go back to Podwaski to Tate now. Tate to McLean. McLean's going to go behind his back. Now between the circles. Picks up his dribble to Gilbert. 15 on the shot clock. A whistle and a travel. Wasn't exactly sure what he did unless he just shuffled his feet before he took off. If he did, it was very subtle, but Shiloh with the basketball now. Mountain Home up 12 here in the second quarter, about 45 or 35 seconds in. They'll come back this way to Bowman. They will swing to Chisler. Little step back jumper from the left elbow. This one is missed by Bowman and rebounded by Mountain Home. Gilbert with the basketball quickly into the front court now. They'll go to Tate. Now back to McLean. He'll get the screen from Tate. He's going to sip off the screen. And then go to Tate, top of the key now. Goes behind his back, a little hesitation dribble. Now McLean wants the left wing three. This one is missed off the side of the iron and rebounded by the Saints of Shiloh Christian. They'll come back this way to Bowman. Now he's going to set it up. They're going to set the offense now. They'll skip it to the far side to Butler. Butler back to the top of the key by Chisler. This one is missed from the top of the key. This one's missed. This one's rebounded by Blaine Tate. Tate goes to Jackson Corp, left wing three. A whistle and a foul. The second time Jackson Corp's been fouled on a three-pointer tonight. He didn't make it this time, but he'll go to the line for a trio of free throws. Jackson Corp's been a very good piece for this Bomber ball club so far this year. Had a game where he scored 30 against Green County Tech, a game that Mountain Home ended up losing by. It got to double digits late, but Mountain Home had it trimmed down to a four-point game with a couple minutes left. He's been a very good piece for this Bomber ball club. Corp 2-2 at the free throw line so far. 26-12, 6:25 to go in the first half. Corp's ready. The third free throw. Got them all. Drew McGee's going to come into the game now. Got some clock yesterday. Him and Ethan Rosa are usually the two off the bench so far for Mountain Home. As this free throw's or this shot's missed from the free throw line by Butler, comes down to the hands of Jackson Corp. Tate goes to Gilbert on the right wing. Now between the circles, at the feathers of the head of the Farmington Cardinal. Now they go to the left wing. Tate with the basketball gets the screen from Corp. He's going to dribble to the right side to Podwaski. He'll get a screen from McGee. Now to Blaine Tate. Tate gets the screen from Drew McGee. Is going to go along the baseline, finds a cutting Tyler Podwaski off the window, good. And it's a 15-point lead for Mountain Home. Tyler Podwaski's first bucket of the night. And a timeout by Shiloh Christian. We will take it with them. Bombers on the high side, 29-12 here in the second quarter of action. We'll take a little break. This is Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7, and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., they make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network and on Classic Hits 101.7, glad you're here with us this evening. First game of two of Bomber Athletics. Lady Bombers will be in action in Springdale. That'll take place at 7:30. Brad Coleman and Matt Norcross will have the call here on Classic Hits 101.7. We won't have a stream for you on the Bomber Sports Network, but our friends at the Springdale Athletic Foundation will stream it. We have a link for that on our website, mhbombersports.com. As they bounce it down low, the bucket's good by Nick Hopper. He's got two buckets tonight. He's got 4 points. And the lead is trimmed down to 15 now. The Bombers trying to go 3-0 over in Springdale this week. Continue their winning ways so far. Gilbert with the basketball, now to Corp. They'll go to the left side. Podwoski with the ball. They'll skip it back. Wide open. Corp for three. Put it in the book. Jackson Corp had time to do his taxes before he shot that one. It's his third three of the night. He has 12 points. And make it an 18-point lead for Mountain Home. 4:50 now. They'll drive against Corp along the baseline. Reverse layup, no good. That was from Jude Humphrey. It's rebounded by Podwoski. Ahead to Blaine Tate. Whistle, count, and it's a foul. As that was Nick Hopper, I believe, trying to meet him at the top. Tate missed the layup. It's going to be Hopper's first foul. It will send Blaine Tate to the free throw line. His first free throws of the night. Mountain Home 5 of 8 from the free throw line tonight. Make it 5 of 9. Bombers have had some woes from the free throw line. They haven't just been shooting the greatest from the charity stripe here so far. They're shooting lights out from 3. They're hovering around the 40 to 45% mark as a team this year. Tate, second free throw. This one's good. 33 to 14 now. 4:37 to go here in the first half. Bombers up by 19. This is stolen by Gilbert. Gilbert with the basketball. He's going to dribble across the timeline to give it to Tate as he lost it in the air. He got knocked around as we'll have a whistle and a foul is called. 4:19 to go. That's going to go on Drew McGee. Tate lost the handle. He tried to go up with the layup a little earlier than he probably wanted to. And the turnover gives it back to Shiloh and the foul. 33 to 14, 4:14 to go here in the first half. As this is stolen by Drew McGee. He'll hit a pull-up jumper to Rip Gilbert for three. A 22-point lead for Mountain Home. The second three of the game for Rip Gilbert. The lead balloons to 22 points now. Butler with the basketball. He's going to drive to the middle of the lane to the far side to Chisler for three. This one's missed and rebounded by the Bombers, Drew McGee. McLean across the timeline. He's going to drive. Has a mismatch. He's going to drive inside, give it out to Tate in the corner. Now to McGee on the block to Gilbert. He's going to pull up one step inside the three-point line. This one rattles around and falls in. Another bucket for Rhett Gilbert. A personal 5-0 run for him, and the Bombers are getting close to the 30-point lead mark. They'll come back this way to Chisler. He's met on a double team. Now that was Bowman. They'll go from the corner. The pass is stolen. Blake Tate with the basketball. This layup's good, and it's 40 to 14. Blaine Tate in double digits now. He's the first Bomber into double digits. He's got 11 points, and it's 40 to 14. As there's a good move inside by Aiden Hagen. A little off balance there against McLean. Good defense from Ryder. As Tate has the ball now. They'll go to Gilbert, top of the key. Whistle and a foul. That's going to go on number 2, Nancy. second personal foul. Excuse me, it's Nance, like Jim Nance, who announces the Masters. 2:43 to go in the first half. Bombers up 26 points. Or excuse me, 24 points. 2:40 to go now. McLean with the basketball. He's going to go along the baseline. He's going to come to a stop, give it to Corp. Left corner three. This one's off the front of the iron and rebounded by Shiloh Christian's Aaron Henry. Shiloh with the basketball now, approaching the two-minute mark here in the first half. Then we'll go to Nance. Good defense from Drew McGee as another pull-up jumper from, that was Duke Bowman. Gets that one to go off balance. Two very similar shots in a row that they've hit. That's Bowman's first points of the night. Mountain Home responds on the other end with a bucket by Rhett Gilbert. Now both teams just training buckets on both sides. Jude Humphrey with the basketball after Tate gets that, or excuse me, as Gilbert gets that one to go. 42-20 now. Bombers trying to slow it down. The pace really picked up there for about 45 seconds. Tate with the basketball, gets the screen from McGee. Now they'll go to Corp, top of the key, to the left side to Gilbert. Gets the screen from Corp. He's going to drive and lost the handle, got it back. Between the circles to McGee to the far side. McLean gets the screen from McLean on the left side. Now he's going to go dribble back to his right to the spin move. Lost his footing and turned the ball over. Shiloh Christian running on the other end. They're going to find a cutting and a whistle and a foul. Silas Nance will go to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play. The lead's trimmed down to 20. As they gave that foul to Blaine Tate, that's a second personal, team's second. Silas Nance will go to the free throw line.
At the line shooting an extra shot will be Silas Nance.
.109 to go in this one. The three-point play is complete by Nance. He hits the free throw. Mountain Home could go 3-for-2 now in this situation. An extension of the 2-for-1 as they'll go to Tate. Ethan Rosa comes into the ball game now. Corp, as he tried to get the offensive rebound, was knocked out of his hands. It will stay with Mountain Home. Good job by Corp to stick with the pursuit of the basketball. Tate will inbound the ball on the left side of the goal. They get it into Ryder McLean. Going to go to the step back. He'll come back to Gilbert between the circles. Fresh 35 for Mountain Home. Corp with the ball. He's going to come back along the baseline. Skip it to the top as this pass is tipped. He'll go into the backcourt. Gilbert retrieves it. Still 20 on the shot clock to Tate. He puts up the left wing three. This one's off the hook, front of the iron. Rebounded by Tate. A fresh 35, and he lost it. Shiloh comes up with it. 3-on-2 now come the Saints. It will drive against. Good job by Rosa to body up his guy. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called, a loose ball foul.
Foul charge to Jackson Corp.
It's going to be on Jackson Corp. Interesting signal the referee had. He held up, looked like a C. I think he meant just zero, but 25.7 to go here in the first half. We don't have a guest for halftime, so we'll just give you some stats. Shot clock turned off. Chisler will inbound. Mountain Home zoning off on the inbounds. This one's tipped away. Podwoski in pursuit. He comes up with the basketball. Tyler Podwoski off the window. Good. Lead is back to 21. Tyler Podwoski's got four. We're down to 15 seconds left in this first half. 44-23 our score. Comes Chisler. Chisler's going to find a cutting. Couldn't tell who that was. It went through two different people. This one off the window, no good. And that's going to do it for the first half of action here from Mountain Home and Shiloh Christian. They will head to the locker room. The Bombers will with a 21-point lead. We'll take a short little break. We'll have the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show here in just a moment. Bombers lead 44-23. It's halftime. We'll take a short little break. This is Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass?